May 5th, 2011, the Feast of Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, 14th Anniversary. Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. My daughter, I have come once more to address the world population. Dear children, I invite you to realize that these volumes of messages concerning your spiritual journey in holy love are heaven's gift to you. These messages, given over decades, will lead you along the path of personal holiness and even into sanctification. Satan is aware of the impact these messages could have on the world, and so, of course, he attacks them. He tries to discourage each one of you from studying them and applying them to your own lives. If the messages were not genuine and of spiritual value, Satan would not try to discredit them. As it is, the enemy recognizes the worth of this mission more than most people do. When you seek the refuge of my heart of holy love, I readily disclose to you Satan's traps all around you. If you do not recognize the enemy's attacks, you cannot fight him. As your mother, I tell you that the evil one often comes clothed in goodness. The weapon he uses is pride, which is disordered self-love. This is why I tell you that holy love and holy humility are the means of your personal holiness. Outside of these two, all is false and pretentious. Self-importance differs from self-worth. As God's creation, each person is valuable, beautifully made, and worthy of gaining salvation. Self-importance, however, is the byproduct of pride. This occurs when the person credits himself for all his accomplishments or assets, physical, spiritual, or emotional. Self-importance is the enemy of the soul. In humility, detach yourselves from the opinions of people and learn to please only God. Then all God plans for you will come to fruition. Dear children, God has chosen you for these times, perilous as they are, to be emissaries of holy love and to call souls into my heart, refuge of holy love. My heart is the spiritual ark of the day, a vessel of safety from the snares of the enemy. Today, my children are more in need of a spiritual rescue than physical safety, as in Noah's day. I call you not two by two, but one heart at a time, into the welfare of my heart. I am blessing you.